So it increases ni'mat for us. So everything a mu'min, he ponders and he considers that this is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every single thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us is a blessing. Just imagine whilst we're sleeping, our blood is flowing, our heart is pumping, our kidneys are working, livers are working. So many different organs, whilst we don't even have any consciousness, these things are all working. All these are the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whilst we are sleeping, our mind is working. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blessing us with good dreams also. So this is also from the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a person has this favor, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is telling us that praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This good dream is from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the next part of the hadith, then he should only relate it to that person that he loves. In one hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif it comes, that when a person has a dream, that dream is suspended until it is interpreted. So therefore, when you get your interpretation, get it from somebody that you love and the person that is intelligent. The reason for these two qualities is that person that you love, he won't have any hasad for you. He won't have any jealousy for you. Somebody you're narrating it to that you don't like, the person may not like you, and you narrate and relate this dream to him, he may have hasad, he may have jealousy for you. He may give a wrong interpretation, and that dream manifests itself according to the interpretation. The hadith of Tirmidhi Sharif is explaining to us that the hadith is suspended until it is interpreted. When it is interpreted, it manifests itself according to the interpretation. One explanation ulama give of this is that now a person's mind starts thinking according to that interpretation given to him. So because of his mind thinking like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also makes it happen like that. So therefore when it comes to dreams, narrate it and relate it to people that are intelligent, will give a good interpretation, and also somebody who got liking for you. So this also now becomes a good omen. They call it the nekfar, that a person is giving you some good interpretation. So a person benefits by relating it to some person who is intelligent and somebody who is fond of, he got some liking for. The next part of the hadith, وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ فَلَا يُحَدِّثْ بِهَا إِلَّا مَنْ يُحِبُّ وَإِذَا رَآ غَيْرَ ذَلِكَ مِمَّا يَكْرَهُ فَإِنَّمَا هِيَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. A person sees a dream that he dislikes, a bad dream he has. This is from shaitan. فَلْيَسْتَعِذْ مِنْ شَرِّهَا وَلَا يَذْكُرْهَا لِأَحَدٍ فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَضُرُّهُ. A person should seek protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He should recite the words, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. And he shouldn't mention, وَلَا يَذْكُرُهَا لِأَحَدٍ. This person shouldn't mention this to anybody. فَإِنَّهُ لَا تَضُرُّ. That bad dream after that won't have any effect, won't have any harm. It won't harm a person. Why? Because he followed procedures. Inshallah, we'll do two short hadiths now that explain what a person should do when he has a bad dream. And Abi Qatada radiallahu anhu qala an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam al-ru'ya al-saliha wa fi riwayatin al-ru'ya al-hasana. Abu Qatada radiallahu anhu says that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam mentioned that a good dream, and in another riwayat a beautiful dream, min Allah, these are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a good dream or a beautiful dream, this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wal-hulumu min ash-shaytan, and a person having a nightmare, a bad dream, this is from shaytan. فَمَنْ رَآ شَيْئًا يَكْرَهُ فَلْيَنْفُثْ عَنْ شِمَالِهِ ثَلَاثًا. Whoever sees something that he dislikes, in other words, he has a nightmare, he has a bad dream, then what he should do is he should spit on his left-hand side three times. This word nafath means that a person blows air. He spits without any saliva. So he should do this on his left-hand side three times. The next hadith explains something a little bit, which we will explain that how to make that big, how to join between these two hadiths. So a person sees a nightmare, a person has a bad dream, he should read, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. He should spit on his left-hand side three times. وَلْيَتَعَوَّذْ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَضُرُّهُ. Person should seek protection from shaitan. Then this won't have any harm, any effect on him. The next hadith, عن جابر رضي الله عنه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا رأى أحدكم الرؤيا يكرهها. جابر رضي الله عنه says, reports from رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, when any one of you sees a dream that he dislikes, in other words a nightmare, فليبسق عن يساره ثلاثا, then he should spit on his left hand side three times. Here this word basak means to spit with a little bit of saliva. So the first one was nafas, to blow or spit without any saliva. Here the hadith, the word is used, فَلْيَبْسُقْ, to spit with a little bit of saliva, عَنْ يَسَارِهِ ثَلَاثًا. So how a person can make that big, how he can join between both the hadiths, is spit on the left-hand side, but with a little bit of particles. A little bit. So both are correct, but the person shouldn't spit now so much that his wife is sleeping on the left-hand side, starts spitting on her, or somebody else is there now, he starts spitting. But little bit of saliva a person should spit with, and he should seek, well, يَتَعَوَّذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ ثَلَاثًا. He should seek protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He should seek protection in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from shaitan 3 times. وَلْيَتَحَوَّلْ عَنْ جَنْبِهِ الَّذِي كَانَ عَلَيْهِ. Then this person should change his position from which position he was sleeping. In other words, if he was sleeping on the left hand side, he should change now to the right hand side. He should just change his posture. These are prescriptions given to us in the event when a person has a nightmare. Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani rahmatullahi beautifully explains that what a person should do when he has a nightmare. How beautiful our deen is. That even when a person has a nightmare, what should he do? What should he practice? How should he treat it? These are from, generally, these are the whisperings of shaitan. Shaitan, what he tries to do in the first hadith, a person has a good dream, he should praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because a good dream is a means of encouragement, making a person feel positive, making him feel good. Now shaitan, what he tries to do, he tries to combat that. He tries to bring about disillusionment, tries to bring about apathy, makes a person frightened, makes a person scared. So therefore we are told that seek protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or seek protection in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from shaitan. So a person should, the first thing he should do is 3 times a person should make, say, ta'awuz, a'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Then he should spit on his left hand side, as I said, with a little bit of particles, or a person can do without any particles. The person should spit on his left hand side. This is a means of chasing, warding shaitan off. The next thing a person should do, he shouldn't narrate this dream to anybody. This is a bad dream, is a nightmare. Nightmare, you don't need any interpretation for any. Generally, you shouldn't narrate it and relate it to any person. Unless a person now is constantly having the same dream, now it's worrying him that I'm constantly seeing the same thing, then maybe he can ask an alim. But generally, a general normal nightmare, once of nightmare a person has, then a person shouldn't narrate it or relate it to any person. The next thing that he should do is a person should change the position in which he was sleeping. And then the next thing that a person should do is, if he can, perform some salah. Salah will help his mind now to recondition, help him to reconnect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will help him to feel a little better. And the next thing, the last thing that this person should do, is he should read Ayatul Kursi. Ayatul Kursi is a means of protection. It will help a person. And thereafter, a person doesn't attach too much of importance and anything to it. Because now we learn from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this dream can't harm him in any way. So now this person now is feeling relaxed. Now he's feeling happier. This person is grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has now made a means for him to be saved from that nightmare and the dream that he has had. See how beautiful our deen is. Every single thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has showed us. So therefore, as I mentioned, when we're saying our durood and we're reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that keep all these ni'mats and these favors in front of us, that how much Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did for us, that even when it came to a good dream, how we should behave, came to a bad dream, what we should do, what we should do in every aspect of our life. So at no point we are left yatim. We don't know what direction, we don't know what we have to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.